introduce to you the first speaker for the night. She's the woman of the house. The beautiful woman of the house. She is my spiritual mother that I'm so honored to have. So she has a lot of children in the house, you know. She wears the pants in her own home too. She has risen to her power. This is her season. God is opening up doors for her to use her gift to do what she was called to do. To mother many, to teach and to preach and to pour in to the women of House of Hannah, but also to others. I don't know what else to say. She's a wonderful woman. She's my mother. Let her come up. Pastor Arnett,
what you have given myself and Pastor Jennifer this evening to share with the women that you've brought here this evening. Lord, we just ask for your ministering angels to come, be with us, minister to us. I shut Inez up, and Lord, I just ask that you use me. I am a willing vessel, and I shall speak what you guided me to speak only, Father. And may it be nourishing for the women here. May it be delivering for the women here. May it be refreshing for the women here, Heavenly Father. Let it not just be another conference that you just walk away and say, and then. Let it be powerful, God. Let it be anointed, Heavenly Father. Let the captives free tonight, Heavenly Father. Let them be changed here tonight, Lord God. That's what we're believing for. We're believing for miracles to take place this evening tonight in your way, Heavenly Father. And I thank you for everyone here, and I just lift up this whole service to you tonight, oh God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, what I would like to talk to y'all about is unhealthy soul ties. I know it's not a big thing to talk about in church, but I know it's a very big thing that people suffer with.
Yeah.
Very big. I find that when Pastor and I have council meetings with people, it always ends up leading to talking about soul ties, unhealthy ones. There's good ones and there's unhealthy ones.
Yeah.
And the good ones, praise God for them. The bad ones are the ones that we need to deal with.
Yes.
That we need to uproot them out and get them out of our life, out of our spirit, out of our soul.
Amen.
Out of this temple that the Lord has blessed us with. Amen. So, you know, God intended for us to come together and to be knitted together. He even talks about how to come in agreement. Get with one of your brothers and sisters and come in agreement, because there's power in agreement. Amen. He talks about in the Bible about a man and woman coming together and becoming one. So from the beginning, he's always wanted us to come together and get knitted together and become one. Amen? But then there's the other one that comes in and is always trying to do everything what God is wanting us to do and what God had planned for us. But he turns it around for the bad. And that's basically what I wanted to talk to you about tonight was the bad ones, because we're pretty much used to the good ones. Amen. And I'm hoping that we're used to the good ones. If you're not, and you find that you're constantly dealing with unhealthy soul ties, then tonight's your night.
Amen.
God sent you here for a reason. He's drawn the line. He says, no more. I'm going to speak to you, my daughters. I'm going to uproot what has been plaguing you, what's been tormenting your mind, what's been tormenting your spirit. I'm going to deal with that devil tonight. The Lord says there is an expiration date for unhealthy soul ties to get rid of. And that expiration date is 5/31/18. Amen. That means tonight. Come on, ladies, y'all need to thank God that you're here and that he's going to speak to you about your soul tonight.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. So, okay, let me go to my notes. Okay, so in the Bible it speaks of what today is known as soul ties, but in the Bible it doesn't use the word soul tie. It speaks of them when it talks about souls being knitted together and becoming one flesh. 1 Samuel 18:1 talks about Jonathan and David were knitted together. Amen? And in Ephesians 5:31, it talks about when a man and a woman become one. And that's what the intentions were. But I want to talk to you because it seems like I'm always running into people that always say to me, why do I always end up with the same kind of person? All the time. I don't know about y'all, but I know they come to me and they tell me that. And so when a person tells you that, okay, listen, we come to church to learn, to get equipped, to get delivered, to get healed, to get into the presence of God, to get refreshed, renewed. We come just for all of that, right? But when the pastor is talking about something to you that may not relate to you, don't shut your mind. Stay open to what is being preached, because you never know that God may have sent you there to equip you of what the pastor's talking about. Even though it doesn't pertain to you, but you're going to meet somebody.
Yes.
Someone is going to come into your life that you're going to be able to talk to that person as for what you learned that past Sunday or last year or a month ago. You just never know when that perfect opportunity is going to open up for you to walk right in it. Amen? And I'm going to give you an example. Researching stuff about soul ties and how it works. It's very interesting. It's kind of scary. But on Memorial Day, we went to a friend of ours' pool, and there was a young lady. There was all kinds of people in the pool. But, you know, when I said earlier, God will draw a line for you, for me, for all his children, right? Well, he decided to draw a line that night. And it was two strangers. So me and Pastor Marty are in the pool enjoying ourselves. And then the young lady didn't really know us, but she was kind of like with the group that was with us. So she goes up to Pastor Marty and she's like, talking and talking, 100 miles an hour, just talking. And no one else was in the pool. Pastor Marty. I could have passed gas or something or burned out. And she was not hearing it. She wasn't hearing it. You know, if she could say, here's the hand, shut your mouth. I'm talking to this guy right here. And so I'm listening and listening and listening. I'm like, oh, and listening and listening. And you know what? You know, Pastor Murray, he gets to the point. He doesn't care. He just told her to be quiet. And I went like this. I'm going to pay attention to everything that's coming out of your mouth right now, because there's an answer to that. There's freedom to that. And you know what? I know why we came here tonight. Amen? So he tells us to be quiet. And she's like. And so he starts, you know, there was a gentleman there just kind of going like this. Pastor Marty, the girl. Pastor Marty, the girl. And then Pastor Marty says, well, can I talk to you real quick? And so the gentleman says, sure. Well, we didn't know who he was either. And so then he starts prophesying to him. And you know, it's great. And the guy's like, wow, are you a psychic? Wow, did you take psychology classes for that? How'd you know that? All that stuff. Like, wow, dude, are you a medium? You know, I wanted to laugh, but you know what? That's how it is. That's how it is out there. They don't know. They don't know what a messenger from God is. They don't know what a prophet is. They don't know how God operates and how God would just show up in the midst of chaos, because there's partying over here, there's partying over there, there's kids jumping in the pool, splashing everybody, but you know what? God was right in the middle of it all. And nothing was coming our way, not even waves. He drew the line and said, that's enough. No more to that young lady. I looked at her and I said, there's a reason why. There's a reason why you go through what you're going through, and why you always date the same kind of men that you end up with. She says, what? I don't understand. And I said, well, it's called sometimes. When you get intimate with somebody, I don't care how many years ago it was, your souls connect. They become one. Just like what the Bible is talking about in marriage, when two people get together, they become one flesh. Where there's no difference outside of the marriage, the same thing happens. And any spirit that person had on them, anything that they experienced in their past, whatever gentleman she slept with them too. It's as simple as that. And guess what? When she's thinking about, you know, why am I, you know, all these men are the same kind of men. Because it's in her. It has nothing to do with the men. It has everything to do with what's in her and what's been left in her and what's been put in her. Amen? That's how it works. So then she gets rid of one joker, and here comes the other joker that's the same way as the first one. She's attracted to that joker. She's used to his ways. I can't get any better. I guess this is all I deserve. You know, the enemy starts getting in there and tormenting her mind and belittling them and making them think they can't get it. A good man. That they're just good for being used, and that's it. This is why God says, you know, save yourself. You know the Bible says, you know who you labor with? Well, hello, ladies. Know who you lay with as well. You have to know who you lay with. If you're not married, don't lay with anybody. You go to Lord, just protect me. Because you're saving yourself. There's a reason why you need to save yourself. It's to prevent all those ugly soul ties from the past. And you know, the men that grow up, say for instance, they were molested or abused. Okay? Well, here comes little pretty, listen to me. Here comes innocent, pretty Inez. Hi. And don't know anything. I don't know anything. I don't know how spirits work. I wasn't raised like that. I don't know how things could come on me, familiar spirits, or spirits. But I didn't know anything like that. And guess what? People out there don't know either. And that's why God brings us in these places, in the churches, and they have people speak about stuff like this. It may be for you, amen, but if not, it's for you to show the people and teach them, what is this? Why am I always getting with the same type of people? Say, for instance, that young man got molested by his uncle. So now you have homosexuality in it as well. And then here you're growing up thinking, what's wrong with me? Why am I the way I am? Why do I like the same sex? Why am I attracted to the same sex? Not even knowing that when I got molested, that person had that type of intimacy. So then I'm just attracting that kind, I'm just attracting this kind, that kind, and it's always the same kind. So you can sit here tonight and wonder, well, what about me? What kind of people do I attract? Do I attract loving, kind people? Do I attract happy people? Am I attracting a man that respects me? What kind of men are we attracting in our life? You have to sit down and think about it. If it's unhealthy, ask God. Why or what happened in my life? I may not remember what happened in my life. Why is this coming my way? One time we were counseling someone, and this gentleman was in a very unhealthy relationship, and she cheated on him, and he hated her. He hated her. But the woman that he cheated with, she was the same way. She always got cheated on, always mistreated. So they found each other because they're like mind, like spirit, and boom, they get together. Now what? There is a thing of breaking that. And that's our Redeemer that lives still today to redeem our past, to turn things around, so that you no longer are living that lifestyle or wondering in your mind, why is it like this? So then, let's go back to the pool. I ended up telling the girl, after Pastor Marty prophesies to her and tells her all this stuff, and she's crying and everything, and then it was hilarious because there's music, there's laughter, there's this, there's that. And then he looks at me and he says, put your hand on her stomach real quick. We're going to pray for her in the middle of the room. Okay. So I go there, and then she's just crying and crying and crying. And then I put my arm around her, and I have my hand on her stomach. And I was just like, in the name of Jesus, rebuke all the soul ties. Rebuke everything that has happened to her in her life. Lord, make all of this go away out of her life right now in the name of Jesus. May peace come onto her. And I looked at her and I said, from this day forward, you are not going to continue to like the men that you've always drawn to you. No longer. What you're going to do is you're going to write down the kind of man that
don't sweep it under the rug.
Come on.
Don't even say, oh, you know, that red flag's okay. Don't even say that. Because it isn't okay. You need to say to yourself, whoa, all right, you know what? I got prayed for. I renounced every soul tie that I've had in my life, even the ones that I didn't want. Even the ones that took advantage of me. And you know what? Those people, because it could be women and men, I've heard it all. Whoever it was who violated you at a time in your life, you go in your quiet time and you tell God, bring it into my remembrance. Because I'm about to get rid of it. I'm no longer going to be tormented by this. My soul is going to be well. The Bible talks about how your soul, he wants your soul healthy. And to prosper. Well, how is it going to be healthy and prosper if you don't deal with the unhealthy soul ties? If you don't renounce them. And you know what? It's not just relationships. It's not just intimacy. It's even with friends. Unhealthy friends. Who has unhealthy friends that belittle you? That discourage you, that are jealous of you, who has those kind of friends? They're around. And you know why you continue to have them around? It's because you feel sorry for them, or they make you feel guilty. So they control you. Satan is always, oh, God says to connect with your brothers and sisters and come in agreement. But then the enemy comes in and says, oh, you know, because I'm about to devour you. I'm about to belittle you. I'm gonna make you think of ways that you're not. That you may think you're that way, but you're not. Everybody has those kind of friends. And it's okay to cut them, to sever them out of your life. Because what is the point of them being in your life? What is the point? Renouncing soul ties, unhealthy soul ties, you know, it isn't just men or women in relationships. It isn't just that. It can also be your brothers and sisters in church. What about them? You come into the church, you feel safe, you get connected, you're patting each other's back. So awesome. But the enemy is also in the church. Jezebel.
Everybody
knows Jezebel. And they come into the church. And what does Jezebel do? It comes and attacks the leaders. And when the pastor starts training up leaders and working with leaders, what does Jezebel do? Jezebel comes in and devours the leaders. It starts speaking to the leaders, lies about the pastor, lies about the church, lies and lies and lies, and make up things. And guess what? We're a good friend. We're brothers. I trust you. You know what? You're right. Let's go. Let's leave. Leaders start leaving. Congregants start leaving. And what happens? The church shuts down. Purpose fulfilled. Purpose fulfilled. Those of you that belong to the church, you need to pray for your pastors. You need to pray for the leaders in there. Let them use you. Whether it's vacuuming the floor or giving the tithe and offering envelope or, you know, greeting at the door or doing audiovisual. You're not supposed to let people come in your ear gates and take you out. Because then you end up church-ered. What about that sort of tithe? Oh, I'm never going
in church again. Bunch of crooks and lies, and all they want is your money, and they tell us to do this, and they tell us to do that, and none of it comes to pass. Nothing happens. All I got was an empty wallet. That's how you know. That's how the enemy speaks to you. And you know what? People that get like that, they're not reading the Word of God. They're not reading the Word of God. They're not getting in the presence of God. They're not asking God for His will to be done in their life. Because it doesn't matter what a person says to you about the pastors, the leaders, or the church, it should never bear witness with you. Never. It should never make you walk out that door and hate on your pastors and the leaders there. When something like that happens, you better check yourself. And you better take it up with God. I'm not saying call your sister friend. And you know, this is how I'm feeling. And this is what Sister So-and-So told me. And then you leave. And then you're broken. And you're afraid. And you don't trust anybody. You trusted them so much. And then all of a sudden you're like this. And then what? Then what? You have to go to God. You have to go to God to tell him, I'm afraid to do anything. I'm just sitting. I'm not doing nothing. Because I'm afraid. I don't want to get close to anyone anymore, even though you told me to. You even tell us in the Bible to kiss your brother hello. I don't want to. So you just sit in there. And you don't even realize that you're just doing exactly what the enemy wants you to do. Absolutely nothing. And for the church not to be blessed or to be prosperous. The Bible says, bring all your tithes and offering into the storehouse so that there's need in there so that they can help people. Well, how's that going to happen? If you're allowing the enemy to keep you away and talking your ear gates. But you know, the guy that I was talking about that was really, really hurt from his previous relationship, he would get married, divorced, married, divorced, married, divorced. He would always find that same type of woman until he was enlightened that how the soul ties work and how you're always going to find that same type of person. I don't know if you guys know about this, but when I learned about it, I just got alone with God and I said, you know what? I want you to remind me of everyone that has hurt me, that I've been with, that I ran around with. Do you know that unhealthy soul ties, that even though you don't agree on how a person behaves, their behavior, do you know that you end up being hate just like them? Yes, right. Even though you don't even agree with it, that's how much this matters of who you're connecting with. When you go home, I mean, I don't want you to go look at your husband and say, who you been with? You have to trust and believe that God is going to send someone to your spouse or your friend or your sister and brother in Christ to enlighten them. If you guys don't struggle with the unhealthy soul tie this evening, it's okay. That's great, as a matter of fact. But if you don't, it's for someone else. I have been the young lady that we met in the pool just Monday. She called her, well, he's ex now. She called her ex. She told him, I want you to come to my apartment. I packed all your up. You know what word she used. Starts with an S, ends with a T. She said, come get it. She said, come get it. I'm tired of looking at it. Come get it. Because when I wake up in the morning and I see it, it makes me cry and it makes me think of you. Do you know anyone here who has items from your past relationships? Get rid of them. Because all they do is remind you of who that person was in your life, whether it was good or bad. And you don't need it in your life. You gotta get rid of it. And then I told her, come get all this stuff. And you know what? Anything he gave you, get rid of it. Maybe this expensive purse. Okay, well, you know what? You continue being sad. You continue being connected to him in that way. And every time you look at that purse, you know what's going to you're going to do? You're going to think about the day he came and he blessed you with that gift. How happy you were, how great this was, and you're going to start missing him. And then you're going to get all tied up again. I miss you. I want another purse. But anyway, he came, and he got all his stuff. And he was a very angry man, very controlling, very manipulative. And he had no control anymore, and he was freaking out. And he was getting very angry. So then, the next day, she messages me, and she said, can you come and bless my apartment? Because I don't know if y'all know this, but your mattress gets dirty too. Let's get real. Spirits are left on there, stone ties are left on there, everything. Memories, smells, the way they even smell. Get rid of your pillows. They laid on it. Your dandruff, everything's on there. Your hair. Get rid of it. That girl was looking at me like, where are you from? Well, I'm from a different realm. I'm trying to get you set free. Went in her room and it was like, alright. Got the oil. Woo! Yeah, who ever been to oil? Yeah. Got that oil. So you want me praying in your room? Yeah. She's so lost. She's totally clueless about all of this. So I went in there, I prayed in her room, I rebuked all soul ties, all past relationships, I rebuked unclean spirits, I rebuked everything, his sense, everything off of it. I put oil all over her pillows and I said, no more tormenting in your mind, no more sleepless nights, no more stress in your body, no more control over you, no more. And I was just going at it. I was in there all by myself, and she was just by the door like this. And I looked at her and I just closed my eyes because I wanted to laugh, but not really, because she started to cry. And when she started to cry, I was like, "Man, God, you're so good." A complete stranger. But it was because what happened? I was sitting just like y'all, and I learned about soul ties. I learned how bad they can get, how they can just devour you. And you know what? The enemy does not want you married. He doesn't want you in covenant with anyone or agreement with anyone, because there's power in it. Right. And when you're married, it's holy and sanctified.
Right.
Don't go outside of your marriage because you don't know what you're bringing home. You want your family devoured? Go out there. Bring it home and see what happens. So tonight, I want every single one of us to even think about, even when we were a child, if we were ever violated, if maybe friends hurt us all through us growing up, okay? And we were bullied. I want you guys to just close your eyes and when you go home tonight, you ask God, what soul tie connections do I have that are unhealthy? He's going to bring it to you right away. And you know what? If there's people in here that don't even remember who they've been with, you ask God to remind you of who they were. If you don't remember their name, you just tell God, yeah, that person right there. You remember that one? I was about this age, and you know, yeah, that one. I don't remember the name. You give that one to God, too.
Amen.
Do you know that young lady texted me today? And she said it got to the point that her family was mad at her. She almost lost her best friend because of him. And you know, when you're in these kind of situations, you don't listen to anyone. You know what? Don't say nothing to me. You don't know nothing. I know everything. That's how you get. And you end up hurt. So she almost lost her best friend. So I prayed with her, and she was just crying and crying. And she said she went from 130 pounds to 112 pounds because of the relationship that she was in. So she wrote down what kind of man she wants from now on. And if it doesn't line up with what she wants, she's going to discard them. And that's the way we need to be, even in church. Okay? When someone comes up to you, you have to pay attention. Okay? When someone comes up to you, and I don't know, just like, wow, this church is dirty. Okay? Your radar list should be like, bing. Okay? And you know what? It's okay if you tell them, don't you talk about my church. If you think it's dirty, clean it. So that no one else can come in here and think the same way you are, because what's going to happen is you're going to find that person that's thinking the same way you are, and y'all are going to come in agreement, and it just gets all throughout the whole church. So now, I charge y'all, do not let anyone come up to you and say anything about your God. No longer. Because our God is a good God, and He wants us whole. And there is a reason why we are all here. It isn't to fight with one another. It isn't to hate one another and hurt one another. That's not what it's about. It's not jockeying for position. It's not about who's up here preaching. You know, because if it was up to me, I'm not even alive. If it was up to me, I would not be up here. I wouldn't. I don't like it. I just, you know, when I was in high school, I'm going to tell myself, I had to take a speech class. And the teacher told me to get up front and say my speech. I told him no. I said, no, I don't want to do that. She said, well, then you're going to get enough. You're going to get a zero. I said, okay. I don't care. I did not get up. And then this one lady told me, you know, you have insecurity issues. And I was like, okay, thanks for sharing. It could be that I'm just kind of shy. And she says, well, that's why you're insecure. But you know what? It didn't matter. That's just how I was all the time. I was just always the quiet one and only talked to other people that I trusted. And I found later in life I was like that because I was hurt. I was rejected. I was abandoned. And it affected me. That my circle was this deep. And it didn't matter to me if I was popular or not. I didn't care because I was guarding this. But where am I going to get being like that? Because God has His own plan for me. And I'm going to have to speak what He tells me to speak. And everything that I have gone through, there's a reason for it that I have to share with people. Amen. So, you know, I know we're on a time limit here. Pastor John, I can't wait for Pastor John for a minute.
Amen.
But anyway, that's basically what I wanted to talk to you guys about, was unhealthy soul ties. And, you know, those of you that are married and never heard of it, and your spouse probably hasn't either, but it's not a bad idea for you to communicate because, you know, you're married, you're supposed to communicate. it's not a bad idea to run that through with each other. You don't have to bring up all the people that you've been with. You don't have to do that because that's going to cause even more problems. You don't do that. You just get with them and share with them. You know what? This is what came to me. And if you have them, you have them. If you don't, you don't. But I just want to let you know. And as a couple, you come together in agreement and you sever all those past relationships.
Yes.
Whether it be church or intimacy, like when you're a kid running around being, you know, promiscuous. You know, those people that are very promiscuous, there's a reason for it. Because the person that you may first have been with was very promiscuous. So there it was. It was like infused to you. And then you became that way. So take a moment tonight, tomorrow morning, when God leads you, take that time and renounce and sever every unhealthy soul tie that comes to your mind.
Yeah.
And watch how free you're going to be. Watch how things change in your life. And that girl that I'm talking about, she's the witness to it. You know, that gentleman that was getting divorced. Well, now he's married. And he's great. Because what? He gained knowledge. And if you gain knowledge, what's in heaven? What is it going to say? My people will not perish. They'll prosper because they gain knowledge. And this is what it's about, right? This is why we're getting together tonight. It's just to come and gain knowledge of what nugget is this. What is Pastor Jennifer going to bless us with tonight? Amen? So, I'm done. This is the boss. He told me there's order. He didn't go like that. No. He's never heard of the altar call later. Amen. As we go in transition, y'all communicate. Y'all meet. Don't be afraid. God says to love on your brothers and sisters. Greet them with a kiss. I know a lot of you are like, hey, this is the command of God, right? Anyway, so what do we do?
She went straight to the jugular.
Wow.